G. Changes. In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that segregation in schools was against the Constitution. Blacks could now go to any school they wanted. This made many black people want to fight for equal rights everywhere. In 1960, some black students in Greensboro, North Carolina, sat down in a part of a restaurant which was for whites only. The waiters did not serve them. Some of the white customers were very angry with the blacks. More and more black students came every day for 6 months. This protest was very important for black people in America. Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was a seamstress who worked in Montgomery, Alabama. One afternoon in 1955, she was on her way home from work. The bus driver asked her to give up her seat to a white person. But Rosa Parks refused to move, and the police arrested her. Ms. Parks was tired of discrimination. She felt people should do something about it. She talked to Dr. Martin Luther King, and he suggested a bus boycott. A few days later, the boycott started, and it lasted for over a year. It was a great success. In December 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that segregation on buses was illegal. This was another important step in the struggle for equal rights for blacks and whites. Negro college students sit at Woolworth lunch counter. A group of 20 Negro students from A&T College occupied luncheon counter seats, without being served, at the downtown F.W. Woolworth Company store late this morning, starting what they declared would be a growing movement. By Marvin Sykes. The group declared double that number will take places at the counters tomorrow. Employees of Woolworth did not serve the group, and they sat from 10:30 a.m. until after noon. White customers continued to sit and get service. Clarence Harris, Woolworth manager, replied, "No comment," to all the questions concerning the sit-down move about Woolworth custom and what he planned to do. Today's 20-man action followed the appearance at 4:30 p.m. yesterday of four freshmen from Scott Hall at A&T who sat down and stayed, without service, until the store closed at 5:30 p.m. Student spokesman said they're seeking luncheon counter service and will increase their numbers daily until they get it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was the most important civil rights leader in the USA in the 1950s and 1960s. He started the Montgomery bus boycott and led many protest marches. He was a Christian and an admirer of Gandhi. He wanted non-violent protest marches. The most famous march took place in 1963, when he led 250,000 people to Washington. This is where he gave the speech, "I Have a Dream." What was his dream? That one day, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. 5 years later, this peaceful man was murdered. Martin Luther King was very important for the struggle for equal rights in the USA. There is a public holiday on the 22nd of January each year to honour him.